بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی وقت شیخ العرب والعجمز شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب ادام اللہ فیاضم فیوزم کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں. ناز شریف نکری ہوں. اللہم صلی علی سینا محمد وعلی سینا محمد. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں. کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائیں. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائیں. ان کو افسانہ غم سنائیں. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگیں دعائیں. چپ کے یہ مانگیں دعائیں. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب. جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب. جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے. ملتزم پر یہ مانگیں دعائیں. ملتزم پر یہ مانگیں دعائیں. ہم کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے. ملتزم پر یہ مانگیں دعائیں. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت. جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت. جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے. تیرا درد محبت سنائے. سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے. تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائیں. میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائیں. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں, لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائیں, لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائیں, لذت دو جہاں بھول جائیں, در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو پائے, جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگیں دعائیں, ملتزم پر یہ مانگیں دعائیں, سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے, تیرا درد محبت سنائے, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں. مشارف بلا والشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت شيخ العرب ولا جمز شاہ حکیم محمد اقتصاب دام اللہ فیوزہم رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو.
سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو, سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو, رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو, رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو, سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو, پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو, دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو, دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو, رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو, ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے، حاصل قرار ہو دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو، دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو، میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو، ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو، ہر ایک گناہ ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو، یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو، یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو، بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو، بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو، جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا، جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو، رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو، اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے، اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے، بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو، بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو.
دین شاعر عبداللہ و شیخ عارف باللہ شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب ادام اللہ فیوز ہم کے ہیں.
یا رب تیرے کرم سے تو کچھ بھی نہیں بعید، یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید، رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو، رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو، عاصی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے، عاصی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے، پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو، پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو، یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفس، یا رب فدا یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفس، توفیق ایسی آپ کی، توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو، توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو، سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو، رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو، سجدے میں سر ہو، چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو۔
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا، فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, firstly we'll try and translate in my broken way these beautiful bayans that has been rendered so beautifully, the bayans of our very honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Dawud Barakatum. As our Sheikh explains, Rumi worked the room on a room of the time, Tabriz Isani, Mujaddid Zamana, such a great Dada Sheikh we have in our midst that we should appreciate. And Hazrat has put so beautifully tasawuf in poetic form. And if we just understand one line and bring it into our lives, this is sufficient for our Islah. And once the drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the heart, then we'll understand what du'as Hazrat is making and what du'as Hazrat is teaching us to make also. And from this also we learn the mission of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also we learn the mission of our honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatum, that every now and then we find Hazrat not around, we hear, we'll see the mission of Hazrat in this poem also. The first poem rendered so beautifully by Bhai Ijaz also, Hazrat mentions, Rang laegi kab meri aaye, that, oh Allah, when will my tears see color? That is at the time of Tahajjud, when Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq to get up. One of the du'as Hazrat says, at that time I'm crying and I'm begging, Ya Allah, I also want to see Medina Sharif. I also want to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I also want to come to your darbar, that is Kaaba Sharif. So the tears of mine, when will it see color? When will it bear fruits? And we have to be continuously crying. The time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take us, then we'll see the enjoyment of that occasion. So Hazrat explains here, Rang laegi kab meri aaye, fir Madina ki janib ko jaye. When will my tears see color? That is, when will my tears bear the fruits? That I will also be able to go in the direction of Madina Sharif. That is to go visit Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbat, keh ke salli ala joom jaye. that when Allah Ta'ala gives me this golden opportunity that my eyes just have a glance at that beautiful green dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then with total enjoyment and ecstasy, I just recite durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That durood on the tongue and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. This is why we actually should be yearning to go to Medina Sharif. Not as our Shaykh says, sadly today, we go to Medina Sharif without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you go with no beard, you come back with no beard. And sometimes you go and you come back with wrong ideas also, with wrong beliefs also. Why? Because we don't sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let them pour in our hearts the love of Allah, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or even if we come here, Hazrat says, my example, for example, that you want to fill your bucket with water, you go right up to the Victoria Falls, the Niagara Falls, that is gushing down in torrents, but you got your bucket upside down. So not one drop of water will fall in there. If you put your bucket the right side up, one tap is dripping, one drop, finally your bucket will get full. So Hazrat says, we come here, but we keep our buckets of our hearts upside down. Let us turn our hearts the right way, and then also turn it the right way and empty it out. Hazrat has taught us over and over so beautifully. Whenever we come to a majlis, make this niyyah that, Ya Allah, I'm emptying my heart totally. No ideologies, no thoughts, no all ideas. Let me see what is going to be said today. I'm emptying my heart totally. And oh Allah, the nur that is in the heart of your lover, my beloved Shaykh, that nur and that kayfiyat ihsan and that taqwa, Ya Allah, let it fall into my heart also. Then see, when few drops of that come, then see the enjoyment of reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then see the enjoyment of being present at Rawdah Mubarak. And even if you are not there physically, you're not there bodily, but your thoughts are all the time with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat further says, Jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unko afsana gham sunaye. When Allah gives me this opportunity to be present in the darbar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I'll pour out the secrets of my heart, the pain of my heart, and I'll talk to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like in the presence of your Shaykh, when you get the opportunity to talk to your Shaykh, the greatest Shaykh, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you get that opportunity, you will talk to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the things that a lover loves, once you get the honor of being in the presence of the darbar of your beloved, our honorable Shaykh, then Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't want to leave from there. So that is the real pain of the heart, that you will tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam secretly, ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duae. That, oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you make dua for us also, that we don't want to go home, now we just want to stay at your darbar. We just want to be here all the time, your presence is so enjoyable. But as our Shaykh teaches us, Hazmawan Abdul al-Haq sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, and our pious elders teach us so beautifully, that when you go to the darbar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's time to leave, you're leaving with a very sorrowful heart. You're saying, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't want to leave here. But oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to try and pass on your work, to try and pass on the love of your sunnats and spread it throughout the world. For this I am going, so make dua for me also. So tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. Then Hazrat explains now, the other side, when you get the opportunity of going to Kaaba Sharif now, that, oh Allah, tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, that at your threshold, my forehead should be bowed down at your threshold. That when I get the opportunity of making sajda at your darbari Ali, at your great, honorable court, in Kaaba Sharif, in any masjid, for example, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye, that, oh Allah, my life, I can give it in this way. That I give all my desires for you, and my life should be taken away in sajda. Allahu Akbar. What an opportunity, and this is what we should cry for and make dua for. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye maange duaye. And then when you give me the opportunity, oh Allah, to be present at multazam, that is the time when the duas are accepted the greatest, and that is a golden opportunity when a person gets, then what dua dua do we make? Hazrat teaches us the greatest dua that a person should be asking, Mujhe mujhko apna bana lo karam se. That, oh Allah, just out of your kindness, out of your mere favor, I don't deserve it in the least, but you are so kind, Allahu Akbar. Like in our zikr, one of the poems we learn, Ghalibi barjazi bai mushtari, shai dar darman nagara wakhari. That, oh Allah, you are that badr. You are such a badr that no badrs can match you in the world. As Allah Ta'ala Himself says, what a badr is Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah ashtara minal mu'mineena anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah Ta'ala has made such a bad and such a trade that Allah has bought from us something that is totally inferior, our nafs, our desires. Nafs is nafs-e ammara. It pulls us towards sin, disobedience, haram. Allah has bought this inferior goods, and in return what Allah has given? Allahu Akbar, Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has given such valuable goods in return. What a, this is not even a barter. This shows how Allah Ta'ala buds. So in this poem, Hazrat explains, Ghalibi barjazi bai mushtari, that, oh Allah, you are above all the buyers, all the badrs, like that person selling his fruits all day, from the morning, his fruits and vegetable out in the street, in a hot sun. By the time the end of the day comes, there's only what we say, worse kits, that little vegetable and few potatoes, tomatoes that are almost rotten, that are left, he's putting it in his box, and he knows he can't get any money for it. A very generous man comes by, and he asks him, how much you want for that? He says, I can't sell it to you. I'm going to throw it now, maybe to the animals, whatever. I'm going to throw it in the dump yard. So this generous man, he's so generous, he says, no, how much business you made today? He says, I made so much business. He says, I'll give you double your whole day's profit just for that little, for that what you are going to throw away. And so Allah Ta'ala is more and more kind than that badr also, who will give this person double his daily takings. Allah is going to buy us this useless soul of mine that is full of sin. Our thoughts are all the time full of haram. We are inclined towards the disobedience of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala is ready to buy our nafs. So Hazrat says that this is the dua we should cry and beg of Allah. Oh Allah, we're not worthy of it, but make me yours and you become mine. Hazrat teaches us, our honorable illustrious Shaykh taught us, our Dada Shaykh says, that if a person makes all the du'as in the world, but he doesn't make this du'a, that oh Allah mujhe apna bana lo, that oh Allah make me yours, then you haven't made any du'a. The main du'a that we should be making is that Allah Ta'ala makes us His and we become Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's. When a person realizes this and this drop, one drop of the love of Allah enters the heart, now see the whole world, not just the whole world, both the worlds have got no value now once you got the love of Allah. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. This we can only understand if we get the idea of what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this, as our Hazrat teaches us all the time, that if we only understand the kalam of our Dada Shaykh, then we can realize what maqam, what position Hazrat is, and what love of Allah is in the heart of our Dada Shaykh. That the lovers of Allah, when the love of Allah is, it has got josh in their heart, it's boiling. Then they say, Allah, dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat? Both the worlds, what is the reality? What is the value of both the worlds? For your love of Allah, for your happiness, for your pleasure, how many worlds they can be? I'll sacrifice all that, but I won't sacrifice your pleasure. So, as Allahu Akbar. Our Hazrat also teaches us, as great as Allah Ta'ala is, so great is the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person realizes this, that whatever ibadat we do, have these two niyats in mind, imana wa ihtisaba. One is iman, I have the complete belief that this is the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So I'm not just doing it just as a customary thing, just as a ritual, or what will society or people say. No, it's the command of Allah. It's so majestic, it's so great. And then we are the servants of Allah. We don't deserve any retribution, any remuneration. But Allah is so kind. Allah says, think I'm going to reward you upon this. That ihtisaba, Allah is going to reward us. So then what's the enjoyment, the greater enjoyment of doing any ibadat? So what is both the worlds? And when this reality comes and a person says, Allahu Akbar, as if you are surrendering, One is you are surrendering to Allah, that, oh Allah, all my desires, everything, only for your pleasure. The other is, ya Allah, what is both the worlds? Compared to your love, what is both the worlds? Even Jannat, a person will forget the enjoyment when you get the glimpse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's didar. And like Allah Ta'ala is azali and abadi, even the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so enjoyable that the Ahlullah explained, when you get the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then both the worlds has got no real enjoyment. Sare alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, tera dard muhabbat sunaye. This is the mission of our Dada Sheikh and our Sheikh now. Our Dada Sheikh, in that condition, he can't go throughout the world. But look at Allah Ta'ala's special favor upon Hazrat, that his fuyuz is spreading throughout the world. Wherever you hear the name of our Dada Sheikh, his kitabs, etc. And such khalifas, particularly our honorable illustrious Sheikh, who's spreading the love of Allah Ta'ala, the fikr of our Dada Sheikh, spreading it throughout the world. This is their mission, and this is when the love of Allah comes in the heart, then the fikr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how this love of Allah can spread throughout the world. Allah Ta'ala give us 1 millionth of a drop of that love and this type of fikr, that sare alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, that oh Allah, give me this opportunity that I can go throughout the world, and go throughout the world, not just for enjoyment, not just for pleasure, not just to tour the world. Tera dard muhabbat sunaye, that you grant me your true love, I learn your love from your lovers, and then I let the world learn about your love, that I explain this love of yours throughout the world. And what is the reason that I explain this love of yours throughout the world? Tera dard muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnu banaye. That, oh Allah, I explain this love of yours in such a way that whoever listens to this words of mine, this bayan of mine, they also become madly in love with you. They also get overtaken, and they also realize that what we should be dying for is this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when what is the sign of them, of this love of Allah ta'ala entering the heart? Hazrat says, tera dard muhabbat sunam, sare alam ko majnu banakar mere maula tere geet gaaye. And what is the object of spreading this love of Allah, that everybody become mad, that now Allah, we sing your songs all the time. In other words, we are obedient to you all the time. Otherwise, our Dada Sheikh reminds us so beautifully, Allah save me and all of us, Allah Ta'ala protect us, that Hazrat says, khata-e Rahman ki aur gata-e Shaitan ki. How is it that we eating the food of Allah, we are enjoying all the ni'mats of Allah, but we are singing the songs of Shaitan? We are still worried of sports, we are still worried of women, we are still worried of entertainment. How is that possible? When the love of Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, then sari alam ku majnu banakar. Oh Allah, that the whole world must become madly in love with you, and that's supposed to be natural. That the dead person who is so kind, who's so generous, and who can be more kind than Allah, who is the creator of kindness, the creator of generosity. Allah Ta'ala, we're supposed to be madly in love with Allah. But Allah Ta'ala knows our weakness, that وَخُلِكَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan has been created so weak, we just get involved in some trivial matter, we forget our object and purpose. So Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, Allah sent the men of Allah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then those who followed in their footsteps, then the Salihin, the Siddiqeen, the pious servants of Allah, if we follow in their footsteps, sit in their majalis, with this intention that, oh Allah, we also want this love of yours. We also want to become madly in love with you, and we want to sing your songs. And singing your songs is not that we just listen to nazams and just sing the ash'ar. Singing the song of Allah means that, oh Allah, whatever is your command, at that moment I'm engaged in your command, your obedience. That all the time I must be in your obedience all the time. And when the person gets this obedience of Allah, lazzat-e qurb paakar teri ham lazzat-e do jaa bhul jaye. When you're in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll get the feeling of the enjoyment of the close proximity of Allah. That one dua Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh, apne kurb ka maza chakale, fir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtila. That, oh Allah, apne kurb ka maza chakale, give us the taste of your closeness, ya Allah. And once a person gets the taste of the closeness of Allah, one drop of the love of Allah, then to leave guna, it's not easy, it's enjoyable, mazedar hota hai. Then it's so easy to control gazes, it's so easy to stay away from sports and all haram activities. So Hazrat says here that, O Allah, grant us this closeness of yours. And when we get this closeness, both the worlds you will forget. It will become cold. What is the enjoyments of this world? Even the enjoyments of Jannat, Sarra Ankope, Allah's special namats Allah has prepared for the muttaqeen, the pious servants, will appreciate it, will enjoy it. But there also you will be just yearning the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jannat also, the enjoyments will be cold. You will forget the enjoyments of Jannat also. Then Hazrat explains, Dar badar doonta hai ye akhtar, ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye. Then Hazrat says that one is when you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then like birds of a feather flock together. You also want the love of Allah, the company of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can be in the greatest place of enjoyment, but if you are alone, you'll feel uneasy. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in Jannat. Till he didn't get his partner, he also felt uneasy, where all the ni'mat were found. And like Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, when the ayat, وَدْخُلِي fi ibadi, وَدْخُلِي jannati, when Allah Ta'ala will say that first enter amongst my lovers, then you enter Jannat. He says, when we heard that the lovers of Allah are going to be in Jannat, the friends of Allah, Jannat became more enjoyable. So Hazrat says that as much as the love of Allah is in the heart, you want to be alone also, but you want the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. That you hear these type of beautiful bayans in the form of prose, in the form of ash'ar. And what enjoyment these majalis, and what enjoyment, and how much it enhances our spirits and boosts our iman. So Allah ta'ala also give us this type of fikr and this type of concern, inshallah. Then in the next poem, so beautifully also rendered, and what a beautiful bayan also. Rahmat ka teri sar pe mera abshar hoon. That, oh Allah, now on my head, that while I am in sajda, then the fountain of your mercy should be pouring on my head. That is, send down your mercies upon me, oh Allah. So when a person becomes the love of Allah, this is what he enjoys. To be in the obedience of Allah, to be in zikr, to be in namaz, all these things. Sajda mein sar ho, chashm bhi ho, you ashbar ho, rahmat ka teri sar pe mera abshar ho. Then this is the dua we make to Allah, that Ya Allah, give me that opportunity, that I'm in sajda also, and in sajda also, naturally my tears are just flowing, like a river that is just flowing. And when my tears are flowing from the bottom, from the top, your rahmat, your fountain of rahmat is pouring on my head. That you're forgiving me, and you're taking me into your close proximity. You're overlooking all my shortcomings, my faults. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو. That, oh Allah, that now when you have given me this opportunity, after that save me, never ever let my nafs take the better of me. This fire of desires, of haram desires, don't let it take the better of me. Don't let my nafs ever overtake me. And from this we learn, you can become the greatest wali of Allah, but keep on, we have to make this dua all the time. Allahu Akbar. Hakim ul-Ummah, Hazrat Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, one of the biggest mistakes of shaitan also, and one person in the time of Bani Israel, Balam ibn Ba'ura, a very great abid, but when they reach a stage of they were too content with themselves, that we are right, now we are okay. That's the time when nafs overtook them. Never ever feel that I'm okay, I'm a regular, I attend majlis regularly, I make my zikr regularly, all the time this dua and this fikr and this worry. Ya Allah, never ever let this fire of my desires overpower me. You don't know which manat. And that's why Hazrat teaches us also the beautiful dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Sabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. That the heart is a qalb, it just changed. Where which manat it can turn, that is why stay away from the wrong environments. Stay away from entertainment, etc. Which manat the heart can change. So never ever be contented. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat teaches us that you get three types of persons. One is a talib-e-sadiq, a person who's really a seeker or a true seeker. That person all the time will progress, because all the time he's seeking, and the love of Allah is such a thing. Aisi bimari hai, juju dawa ki bimari bharti gai. This is such a sickness. You just get the drop of the love of Allah. As you make ilaj, you try and treat it, it just increases all the time. The love of Allah doesn't come to an end. The more you come to majlis, you just enjoy it. Majlis mustn't end, and you're looking forward to the next majlis all the time. So one is a talib-e-sadiq. And one is a qani. That is a person who's is contented with himself. No, I'm okay. I'm paban with the majlis, etc. Hazrat says the moment you are contented with yourself, then it's like a ball. You throw it in the air. With what force and how much weight that ball has got, that's how high it will go. But it's not going to carry on and just going up. It's going to stop at that point. And when it stops there, it's going to come down very fast. It will drop very fast. So if we just contented with ourselves, we are happy, no, we are okay. I'm performing my namaz, I make my zikr, I attend masjid, that is enough. We're not making dua and we're not checking our progress. Is the love of Allah increasing all the time? Am I practicing on all the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sawasim to the best of my ability? Then we'll fall like that ball just coming down. And one is, Hazrat says, a talib, a sadiq, a qani, and a person who's all the time, who's just looking for faults. That person is not even concerned about his Islam. He's not even making any progress and he's only looking for false all the time. And that person is very, very dangerous and very harmful. Hazrat explained like a person, one person from Bangladesh, he went to a drive-in the first time and his niyat also was not correct and he went there at the time when it was all Salah time. And Salah time when the people go there, the house is right in front where they make wuzu. And the place to put your shoes also, and lot of people there, so shoes are all around there, then the water is all splashed out, so a person went there, when he went at that period, he saw it's messed up. After that, he didn't even sit in the bayan and listen to the beautiful bayan, and what was said to him. When he came back, he went to one of the great buzurs of that area of his, and he said, I went to Nizamuddin, but that place is so dirty. There's no dusting, there's no intizam there, it's very dirty place, etc. So this buzurg looked down and he pondered and he said, if a pig goes into a garden also, then you won't see the beautiful flowers in the garden. He'll go in the spot in the corner and he'll dig out where the dirt and filth is. That's what he'll find, because his mizaj is such. So our mizaj should not be that we're always looking for faults and we always, let me just go hear what's in the majlis today. Let me see what is said. And then mistakes, that which is normal by words. Sometimes you say the wrong word by mistake and we say, no, this mistake was done today. So we shouldn't be like that. So Hazrat teaches us that all the time we should be concerned that, oh Allah, never ever let this desire of mine, this fire of desire overpower me. And in my heart, there shouldn't be a thorn of anybody else besides you. Ya Allah, not any other thought, any other thorn. Hazrat explains that the love of Allah should be in our heart in such a way that a thorn pricks us in the heart and it breaks. Now you can't take out that thorn also. And that prick is there all the time. This love of Allah should enter the heart in such a way. And when this is in the heart in this way, mere labo pe zikr tera bar bar ho, fir dil bafez zikr mera pur bahar ho. Now Allah, and just enjoy making your zikr all the time. No time for ghibat, no time for rumor mongering, unnecessary politics, etc. No time for all those things. They just engage in your zikr all the time, and in this way my heart is like a garden of spring all the time. My heart is just in enjoyment all the time. Ham sab ko teri yaad se hasil qarar ho, dil bul bhoolne se tujhko bahut beqarar ho. That, oh Allah, by in this way, that is in the company of your friends, grant us this true love, and then we engage in your zikr regularly, daily. And then we get this, ham sab ko tere yaad se hasil qarar ho. That, oh Allah, with your remembrance now, we get this firmness in our hearts, and we get this firm condition in our heart, that when we just forget you, a slight moment we forget you, Allah, we feel restless. And that is a sign of a true believer. If by mistake you slipped and you committed a mistake, a guna, then you feel uneasy like a mountain came on your head. You're making tawbah, istighfar, you're crying for Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And a person, Allah Ta'ala save us, Nabi Kareem Sawasam says, a munafiq, a hypocrite, he commits a sin, is like just a fly set on his head. He just chases away, it doesn't affect him in the least, but... So this condition Allah Ta'ala has to put in our hearts, this is one of the objects and purpose of coming to this great majlis. Har ek guna se mujhe ya rab firar ho, yak lamha aasiyo minha mera shumar ho. And this condition that, oh Allah, every moment, every
a split second that I want to run away from guna, and I shouldn't be for one moment be counted and be in the list of your disobedient servants. And Hazrat explains that this is the condition of a love of Allah Ta'ala. That the first condition of Tawbah is run away from that sinful place. Don't sit there and still you're going to make Tawbah there. Nafs is going to fool you. You can't sit in a place where there's guna and think you're going to make Tawbah. And Allahu Akbar. Look at Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. First he acknowledges and he says, and the Nabi of Allah, yet he's acknowledging, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That, oh Allah, that I cannot say, I'm not blameworthy. My nafs is such, it's going to pull me towards haram. But if your mercy has not been overwhelming upon me, your mercy hasn't covered me, what should happen to me? So this condition to run, فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get caught up in such a situation, don't say, what can I do? Look at the example of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He got caught up in such a difficult situation. Allahu Akbar. On the one hand, a human nafs that will entice you. And then the best woman of the town at that time. In a private chamber, Aziz, the minister of finance, his wife. And she takes him right in her private chamber, locking all the doors, 8-10 doors till she reached a private room. And now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, she's asking him to commit a zina with her. Yusuf alayhi wasalam at that time did not say, ya Allah, what can I do? He ran towards the door. He saw the locks were big locks on the door. But he ran towards the door. When you run towards Allah, Allah opens the doors for you. The locks just broke open. Each door he came, the locks broke open and the doors just opened like that. So, oh Allah, every moment give us this ability and give us the strength of the barakat of the majlis of our shaykh, that such love comes in our heart that we just run away from guna all the time. And there mustn't be a moment in my life that I'm counted amongst the sinners. And this is, Hazrat explains, we are not farishtas. It doesn't mean that we're not going to commit sin. We are human beings. We'll make mistakes. But, like Hazrat teaches us, one great sunnat is to be ba-wuzu, to remain in wuzu all the time. It doesn't mean that that person's wuzu is not going to break. He's a human. He has to go and relieve himself. He has to sleep all the time. He has to sleep also. But, what does it mean, ba-wuzu? The moment you relieve yourself, your wuzu is broken, but after that you finish releasing yourself, instead of just washing your hands only, make a full wuzu, now you will be counted as ba wuzu, that you are in wuzu all the time. Even the time that you are relieving yourself, you'll get the sawab of ba wuzu. You go to bed before you sleep, if you got wuzu, or you don't have wuzu and you make a fresh wuzu, and then you sleep, not even 1-2 minutes after that, your eyes will close. Your wuzu is broken, but you get up in the morning, you'll be counted as if ba wuzu, whole night you were in the condition of wuzu. So exactly the same condition, if we don't commit guna intentionally, never ever have this intention of committing a sin. But if by chance, shaitan mislead us, our nafs get the better of us, we slip, then immediately make tawbah. Don't stay in that dirty condition, in that dirty place. You wore your new clean clothes, you're going for Jummah namaz, Eid namaz, you slipped and you fell in a dirty pond of water. Now an intelligent person is not going to slip and say, what can I do? You just sit there. No, you run home quickly. You go into the bathroom, you take your bath, you change your clothes, and now you're on your way again. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Shah Pratapgari Rahmatullah Alayh beautifully said, on behalf of all the lovers, Ham is tarah tay kare manzile, Ham gire ute fir chale. He says, in this way we pass through the different stages to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we were walking, we fell sometimes. When we fell, we didn't remain down on the ground. We got up and we started walking again. So we are going to fall. That is why Allah has given us such a honorable, illustrious shaykh, that we fall. If we see we can't get our own remedy, then talk to our shaykh and ask that our Hazrat guide us in this matter. So in this way, inshallah, once you make tawbah, you're not counted amongst the disobedient servants of Allah. Your name won't be in that list at all. Basti ho ya chaman ho ke wo kohsar ho jao jidar bhi dil mera tujh par nisar ho. that, wallah, wherever I am be, whether it's in a city, whether it's in any garden, wherever, that wherever, whichever is my place, my home, that wherever I go, oh Allah, I'm just being sacrificed upon you. I'm not overtaken with a beautiful garden and I forget about you. Wherever I go, I have to go to the bazaars also. I have to go and do my work also. But oh Allah, I'll sacrifice my desires for you. Not I have to deal with so many women at the tellers, at the counters, etc., at the tills. But oh Allah, I'll give my life for you. I won't be overtaken with their artificial beauties and make bad nazri. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And then Hazrat, just after all this, Allahu Akbar. And this is the sign of the true lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرم سار ہو. That, oh Allah, just out of your mercy, I beg you for your forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. And this is the sign of the true friends of Allah, the lovers of Allah. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. Their condition is they enjoy the company of Allah so much that at night also they hardly sleep much and they're getting up for tahajjud. They're making tahajjud namaz, they're crying, they're making dua. And at the time of Fajr, when Sehri is coming to an end, Fajr time, وَبِلَ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Sehri time, they're not being happy. Hey, we got up for Fajr, other people, tahajjud. We were engaged in duas, these people were sleeping. No, they're making istighfar. Ya Allah, what a golden opportunity you gave me. I didn't make the best of it. I didn't fulfill the way you should be happy, Ya Allah. So Allah, I beg you, please forgive me, O Allah. And not let it not be such that I live in a fool's paradise. That Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ عَلَمْ مِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Never have this holier than thou attitude that I'm very pious. Allah knows who's pious. So Allah, let it not be that I think I'm very pious and I'm disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبَعْثُونَ. Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. But he is begging from Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace me. So this fikr and this concern all the time. Ya Rab, tere karam se, ye kuch bhi nahi ba'id, rahmat baroze hashar, teri be shumar ho. And oh Allah, this is not far-fetched, that although I'm deserving of your wrath and anger, I beg you for your forgiveness, because I know on the day of Qiyamah, your mercy will be in josh, your mercy will be unlimited abundance. But this also Hazrat explains us so beautifully. In the beginning of the day of Qiyamah, Allah's Jalal will be at a very high pace. Allah Ta'ala's Jalal will be overpowering. That even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be concerned and worried. Nafsi, nafsi. We don't know what is our own condition. Not even himmat to go and make a sifarish for the people in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the beginning of the day of Qiyamah, Allah's Jalal will be very, very strong. Then towards the end of the day of Qiyamah, Allah's rahmat will be at such josh, even shaitan will think that he is going to get saved. So, on the one hand, and this is al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja, that iman, true iman is, you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't know whether I'll be saved. And on the other hand, you don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, I know your rahmat is such that you just want to engulf us. And this is that rahmat, not that a person engages in sin and says Allah is ghafoorur raheem. No, that is the height of stupidity. You don't obey the rules of the road. And then you're making dua, you must reach your place safely. You're driving on the wrong side. No, obey the rules of the road and then make dua, inshallah you'll reach safely. So obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then hope for the mercy of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And Hazrat explains, how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aasi agar ho muttaqi tarke guna se, fir taj wilayat ka wahi taj dar ho. That a person who can be the greatest sinner, but he can become the muttaqi, he can become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a split moment, just making sincere tawbah and then staying away from guna. The moment you make sincere tawbah in this gathering, as Hazrat explains us so beautifully, Hazrat Mu'ana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi explained, what is jazb, that magnet that Allah ta'ala must pull you? We all want that magnet. Hazrat says that if you're sitting in any majlis, any occasion, the thought comes in your heart that I must change my life. Now make tawbah same time. Make a firm pledge with Allah. Ya Allah, inshallah, I won't go back to any sin. I'll try my best. That is just, Allah has pulled you now. You made that niyat in this gathering, especially in the gatherings of the friends of Allah, this Mubarak gathering of our Shaykh. With Hazrat's barakat, you make sincere tawbah. Especially now, we come into the end of another Islamic year. Another year is going past in our life. Let us ponder and think, I've attended majlis whole year. Allah's fazal and karam. That, oh Allah, now pull me, ya Allah. I promise I'm going to stay away from all sin. And I'm going to stay far away. And the moment you make the tawbah, immediately Allah puts the crown of wilayat on your head. Now you became the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just look after that crown, as Hazrat says. Now we go out, try and protect our gazers, try and stay away from sin. Then all the time you'll be in the you'll be a muttaqi, you'll be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows the rahmat, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat explains that, for example, if a person, Allah Ta'ala save us, you meet up in an accident and your car is got badly smashed, you take it to the panel beaters, ask them to repair it, they'll say, no, your car is worth the scrapyard. We can't repair it, going to throw it in the scrapyard. So your car, they can't repair. A person sometimes become very sick, somebody's father, whoever, and now even the doctors say your patient is very sick. Now there's no treatment, rather just take him home, he's got few days, few hours, look after him at home. He says the doctors will give up hope, panel beaters will give up hope. But no wali of Allah Ta'ala, no friend of Allah will tell you that you're such a big sinner, there's no way out for you. Allahu Akbar. If that is when you got the love of Allah. When you are arif, you have recognized Allah. And if you are abid and you're just making your own ibadah, you haven't recognized Allah, then like it comes in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, a person committed 99 murders. 99 murders, and then he decided, how am I loving my life? How can I be just murdering people all the time? And this is what is jazb. That you can be a bigger sinner. That is why Allahu Akbar. Hazrat, one great advice that Gunegar ko hakir mat samjo e zahid e nada. That, oh, that person, you think you are zahid, you're disinclined from the world, you making ibadat, you don't have attachment for the world, but you're looking down at sinful people. And you think, look at that. Never ever look down at a sinner. Which moment his heart is going to change? He's going to make tawbah, and you're involved in sin, although you're in ibadat, you're looking down at anybody. So this person, 99 years, he was engaged in murdering people. Such a terrible crime. It came into his heart that I must change my life. He went to the pious person of that time, who was an abid, but he wasn't an arif. He didn't have the recognition of Allah. He didn't know about Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. How kind is Allah? He went to this abid and he asked that, I led my life in this way, so terrible. 99 people I murdered. Is there a way out for me? Will Allah forgive me? This abid, he was not an arif. He didn't have the recognition of Allah. So he said, 99 people, where is Allah going to forgive you? You are doomed to Jahannam. So this person thought, why leave my score on 99? Let me make my century. He finished this abid also. After finishing him, he still had worry and concern. Then he was worried and concerned. Allah Ta'ala now led him to an arif, a lover of Allah, the one who had the recognition of Allah. He came to such a pious person. And this is what Hazrat says. No wali of Allah will tell you that you work for the scrapyard. You just doomed for Jahannam. No, all they will tell you, change your life. Just go in the right environment. So he met such a person and he said, I finished my century also. I killed 100 people. Is there a way out? Would Allah forgive me? He said, of course Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. But what you have to do, go towards this place, Nasara. That's where good people are living. In that environment, your life will change. Yeah, you'll make tawbah maybe, but your life won't change. That is, come out of this bad environment. From this also we learn that run away from sin, then hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see the rahmat of Allah and the kindness of Allah so much in Josh that this person just left. And now this was the sign of his tawbah. He left towards Nasara, the pious place. And as he was going, the ulama explained in the hadith, it says, he was hardly close to Nasara. He was more close to this other place, according to one narration, Ghalib and Fajara, this place of evil. And it was time for his route to be taken. So both malaika came, the malaika of rahmat and the malaika of azab. Both came that who must take him? Malaika of azab says, he's a man, he committed 100 murders. How must we have to take him? The malaika of rahmat came and they said, no, he made tawbah. He's on his way to a pious place. How can we have to take him? So this argument, and look at Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah's shan. And in the hadith, these beautiful kisahs come to give us that hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy, that we should just make tawbah, istighfar, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they go back and they take up the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, okay, go and measure the two places. If he is close to the place of evil, where he committed that evil, then malaika of azab take him. If he is close to the place of rahmat, the pious people, then the malaika of rahmat take him. In the meantime, Allah commanded the earth also, that the place of nasara, the good people's place, you people come closer to him. One arm's length only came closer to him. And when they measured, he was closer to that place. Allah's rahmat. So, aasi agar ho muttaki kar ki guna se. In a person who can be a bigger sinner, just make a firm intention that I want to make tawbah. And today we want all our matters to come right, our house matters, everything, but we don't want to make this firm intention of staying away from guna. And we think also tawbah is just ask Allah forgive me, but we don't want to leave our evil habits. We have to come out of those evil habits. Make a firm pledge that from today I won't cut my beard, or from today inshallah I won't miss my namazes. Just one, two things start with, and see how Allah Ta'ala will give us this courage too. When Allah puts that crown of wilayat on your head, see how much you'll get courage now. And then, Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful ending Hazrat mentions here. Ya Rab, fidaho tujhpe is akhtar ka har nafas. Tawfiq aisi aapki layl wa nahare. And this is the sum total of tasawuf, which Hazrat explains, what is real pass and fast. That to give every breath towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally Hazrat explains, other mashayikh explains, pass and fast is that every breath you take in Allah's name. You take in, out Allahu, Allah, does, you train your breath in such a way that every breath Allah's name comes out. But Hazrat explains what is real pass and fast according to our Shaykh, that Ya Rab fidao tujhpe is akhtar ka har nafs. That, oh Allah, every breath of mine should be sacrificed upon you. That not for one moment I disobey you. This is pass and fast. That every breath we should be taking care that I don't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And istighfar, tawbah on the tongue all the time. That, oh Allah, give me such tawfiq. And don't think we can do this. We should beg Allah ta'ala. And this is tawfiq. Tawfiq means Allah brings us to the majlis. Allah makes all the things available. This is what tawfiq is. That now you want to perform namaz, there's wuzu there for you. Allah has given you strength. You got the ability to walk, or you got a car, you can come, but you're not using it. So don't say, I didn't get tawfiq. Tawfiq was there, it was there, but we're not using it. So like Hazrat says, we don't make himmat, we don't make this firm intention. So Hazrat is making this dua and teaching us actually that this is what we should be begging for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That get this love of Allah, stay away from sins, and then beg Allah, Ya Allah, every breath of mine let me give. Let me be able to sacrifice upon you that day and night you give me such a tawfiq, such courage that I stay away from your disobedience all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize that this is the spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should come in the heart so much as Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala explains in one ayat all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar wal fulki allati tajri fil bahri bima yanfa'u an-nas wa ma anzalallahu min as-samai min ma'in fa ahya bil ardi ba'da mawtiha wa batha fiha min kulli dabbah wa tasrifi ar-riyahi was-sahabi al-musakhkhar bayna as-samai wal ardi la'ayatin liqaumin yaqilun. Allah Ta'ala explains all Allah Ta'ala's great favors. That ponder and look at the creation of Allah. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ardi. That the, look at the, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the changing of night and day. Science will tell you it's a natural phenomena. It's not a natural phenomena. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the intizam, the infrastructure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This huge, huge ships that are moving on the ocean. Who is making it possible for you? And one small man that is manning that whole huge ship in that huge ocean that storms can overtake you. Wal fulki lati tajri fil bahr. Bima yanfa'u an-nas. All this for your benefit, O insan. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. The water that we send down from the skies, pure water, and it brings up the dead land, it brings it to life. And how we give you your animals, etc. How we make the wind blow in the skies, and how it takes the clouds from different places. All this, لَا يَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَاقِلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, all this for people of intelligence. People who's got understanding, they will ponder over the creation of Allah. And this is one very, very great sunnah, as our shaykh teaches us, that before every majlis discuss one sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a great sunnah and a great ibadah to make muraqabah, to ponder over Allah Ta'ala's creation, over Allah Ta'ala's favors, over Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats. Just take 1-2 minutes, Allahu Akbar, as Allah Ta'ala strikingly reminds us, Hal atala al-insan heenum min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an madhkura. That, oh human being, now you came into the world, now you got some achievement, you got some high degree, or you got some status, you got some position in life. Now you don't have 1-2 seconds also to ponder, lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Once upon a time you are non-entity. Nobody spoke about you, nobody even thought about you, not even your parents. Nobody knew you're going to exist. Now you come into the world, you got no time to ponder, who gave me this beautiful life? Who gave me this beautiful body? Who gave me this all this ni'mat? So Allah Ta'ala is telling us to take out time daily, few minutes, few seconds, and so easily, just come few minutes early for namaz. After you read your sunnahs, just ponder 1-2 minutes, just think, Ya Allah, what favors of yours. Now just think, Ya Allah, look at the beautiful skies, 1 minute, huh? Allahu Akbar. That sometimes it's the shan of Allah's Jalal, Allah's, that you see the thunder is striking and you get so scared. Allah Ta'ala's wrath, anger, sometimes Allah's Jamal, beauty. You see the sun, the skies have just changed. Now the sun is coming out, the blue skies, Allah Ta'ala's kabi. That sometimes it's your beauty and sometimes it's your Jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is reminding us, take out some time, ponder, make muraqabah. And what that muraqabah? Make muhasabah also. That now you ponder and think of Allah ta'ala's favors and take a stock that I'm using Allah's favors. Am I appreciating it? Am I getting the love of Allah? Am I getting the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah ta'ala reminds us in this ayat that all these favors are the people who's got intelligence, they will take a lesson. But Allah Ta'ala has complained, so to say, and say, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَتَّخُزُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادَ يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Instead of people looking at Allah's great kudrat, Allah's special favors, Allah's ni'mats, Allah's bounties that are unlimited. In one bounty, there are millions of other bounties. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. The whole of mankind get together with all your resources, all your intelligence, technology, count one favor of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You won't able to count one favor, because one favor is filled with billions of other favors. But Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. From amongst men, there are such people, مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Instead of turning to Allah and becoming fida in the love of Allah and becoming obedient to Allah, they take other things as their friends besides Allah Ta'ala. Other things as their support. They turn to other things for their support. Whatever it might be, other gods, maybe they got other idols, etc. But like our Shaykh reminds us so beautifully, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, we mustn't think that we don't worship idols like other people, but we should check what type of idols are in our hearts. For example, if tomorrow the mutawallis say that they're going to put a golden idol here in front of the imam, golden idol, pure gold of the highest quality, then everybody will be lifting their sleeves and say, well, we don't worship idols, how can the imam stand in front of the idol? So the mutawallis say, okay, no problem, we won't put that golden idol in front, but we will melt it and make gold coins. And tomorrow, whoever is first for Fajr is going to get 50 gold coins. Whoever is second will get so many. You think they'll be placed in the masjid? From the night will be there. So that we should see. We are coming to the masjid for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, or that idol of gold is in our heart. The idol of some woman is in our heart. The idol of some, our business, our cars, whatever. So Allah Ta'ala says, how is it? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. That they make these other things their idols and they love it more than they love Allah. How are you supposed to be loving Allah? That how Hazrat says, Dono Jahab, what is both the worlds? How many worlds they can be? I will sacrifice it for you. Allah Ta'ala says, who will have this? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ هُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Hazrat says that the true people of Iman, the sign of a true believer is, أَشَدُّ هُبَّا لِلَّهِ. His love for Allah is extreme. It's more than everything else. Allahu Akbar. And as our Shaykh explains us so beautifully, he says, look at our Dada Shaykh Arif Billah explains us so simple in our terms. He says that if you have love for your wife, no problem. Have love for your car, everything, no problem. But just see that Allah's love is ashad. Allah's love is more. In other words, to have love of the things of dunya, it doesn't mean you can't have love for it. It's natural, insan. You will have love for your wife, your children, your friends, your cars, etc. You'll have love for it. But see that Allah's love is overpowering. In other words, Allah's love should be 51%, the love of everything else 49%. Then you pass. And what is the sign that Allah's love is 51%? You love your wife so much, but if she tell you go and hire a movie today, then at that time, no, Allah's love. You buy her something better. Or like Hazrat says, she asks you for some garment that is against Shariat. Don't tell her, no, it's haram. Buy her something that's more expensive, but that is resting according to Shariat. So that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, overpowering. So, and that is just a pass mark. Then the lovers of Allah, all the time we want to increase. We don't want to stay at 51%. We want to move up 60%, 70%. And Mubarak is that person, that 100% of the love of Allah all the time. Like our Dada Shaykh, we can just see from his words and the poems and his bayans and our Shaykh also, how the love of Allah just all the time in their hearts. And this love of Allah, at least if one drop, one billionth of a drop can enter our hearts, then life is a different enjoyment. Then we'll realize, Allahu Akbar. Just to end off and briefly explain, Hazrat Mu'ana Amaral Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali has given a simple prescription how to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says the first step is that be, like Hazrat explains, the first step is have fikr. You got concern. I also want to become the lover of Allah. When you want to become the lover of Allah, now find a lover. Find Allah ta'ala says this is the principle. Ar-Rahman. Fas'al bi khabira. You want to know how kind is Allah, how merciful, how loving. Jo ba khabar hai usse poocho. Ask those who know about Allah. On your own, you won't able to just look at the skies and think you'll find Allah Ta'ala. Ask those jo ba khabar hai, who knows about Allah, who knows how to explain us the love of Allah, and as that drop of the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala's recognition comes from the lover's mouth, and he talks and he explains the love of Allah, the greatness of Allah, then Allah's greatness comes in the heart. So he says the first step is Ahlullah ki sohbat. That find the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sohbat, this is Allah ta'ala's magnet. That in company, Allah ta'ala has put the effect of company. It's natural. And which company you mix with in this world, if your heart is inclined to that, well, am I explained, Allahu Akbar. According to this verse, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned many other mufassirin, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That in this way, we join up or we make companions of some sinners with other sinners. In other words, if your heart is inclined towards sin, you'll see your sinful people will be your friends. You'll die, you like that type of entertainment, you like that type of company, etc. And then this is a sign of this world, what is going to happen in the year after. That in the year after, you're not going to be grouped from which country you come, or from which place you come from, or who is your lineage, or what was your language. There you'll be grouped with the type of actions you did. With the type of akhlaq you did, you'll be grouped with that type of people. So that's what Allah Ta'ala says, that the zalims, the oppressors, the sinful people, they'll be joined together because of the actions. The good people, they'll also be joined together with their actions. So this inclination, when you get the sohbat of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when this love of Allah Ta'ala comes, the first thing now you turn to ibadat, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest ibadat, namaz. Now you become paban with your namaz. And paban with your namaz means not just that our outward namaz, firstly outward namaz comes into our life. Now we concern of correcting our namaz properly. As Hazrat reminds us, one great advice Nabi Kareem Sawasam gives in order to correct our namaz, and namaz Nabi Sawasam used as an example. Namaz becomes right, your whole life becomes right. إِذَا كُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةٍ مُوَدَّعٍ. When you stand up for namaz, just think this is my last namaz. When you think this is my last namaz, and in reality, we don't know whether it's going to be our next namaz. We're hearing it and we see it daily. You met a person in masjid, next minute news, he's gone. So just think this is my last namaz. If this is our last namaz, our istinja will be properly. Our dressing will be properly. Our concentration and every namaz will improve the better, the next namaz. And our life will improve in this way. So Hazrat says, the first step is Ahlullah ki sohbat. The second step is namaz ki pabandi. Be paband on our namaz. The third step he says muraqaba or muhasaba. That as we explained, that just ponder over Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's greatness, Allah's special favors, which is called muraqaba. That is pondering. And take out few minutes daily. And muhasaba, take stock of ourselves. Hazrat Umar now reminds us, particularly this time of the year, today it might be the last night of this year, 1433, that, hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. That take stock of yourself before Allah Ta'ala is going to take stock of ours. And when a person takes stock and you read the dua, Allahumma hasibni hisaba yasira. Allahumma, oh Allah, give me an easy reckoning. You make tawbah istighfar, Allah won't even look at our books. Allah will send us through green light, inshallah. So make muhasaba and weigh our deeds, which means that Allah is not looking for quantity. Allah is looking for quality. Is our deeds improving? Like this last namaz, the improvement will come all the time. So the kayfi of ihsan, that Allah Ta'ala's presence all the time. And then when this comes, after that, don't be content. Tawbah istighfar. That is the fourth thing, to become the wali of Allah. As we learn in Hazrat's beautiful advice in his poems, that, oh Allah, we beg you, just forgive us, Ya Allah. And don't disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. So tawbah and istighfar. And oh Allah, let me sacrifice all my desires for you, that 1 minute I am not counted amongst the asis. So when we make tawbah and istighfar daily, Hazrat Mujahid Rahmatullahi, one great wali of Allah, mentions, he says, That person is a zalim who's not paband on his namaz and he doesn't make istighfar daily. At night when you go onto your bed and you're about to close your eyes, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That, oh Allah, please forgive me. How I spend this day? And then Hazrat says, finally now, when you got all these things, now don't go and waste it by getting involved in bad company. Stay away now from bad company. And bad company is not only people, all today our mobile phones, which websites we can go to, all the billboards that are attracting us from all sides, magazines, newspapers. Try and stay away from those things that doesn't attract our mind and doesn't bring filth in our hearts. Then see, to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how easy it is. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. As our Shaykh reminds us so much over and over, that to talk is very easy. To listen is more easier. But the most important thing is to make amal. Let myself and all of us check that we have come another year coming to the end. How much of this love of Allah Ta'ala that Hazrat is pouring out his heart towards us. How much has come into my heart. Allah Ta'ala fill my heart and all our hearts, inshallah. And just what his kindness make us amongst his true and close friends, inshallah.
Shall I just want to make a few announcements? Inshallah, on Yawmul Jumu'ah, after Maghrib Salah, in Homestead Park will be the majlis, the monthly majlis, after Maghrib Salah. And inshallah, on Saturday night, Laylatul Ahad, in the madrasa in the Darul Ulum Ya, we'll be having our Ash'ar and Zikr majlis, and a monthly one. And on Yawmul Ahad, on Sunday morning, inshallah, at 10 o'clock, the majlis will start. And as for the past 2 months, we're having the Mashwara, regarding the Islahi Jalsa, which will be taking place, inshallah, in the end of Rabiul Awal, the 8th, 9th, 10th of February. So inshallah, this month also, at 10 o'clock, we'll be having that Mashwara. And also, one more thing is that those brothers who are from Azadwal, inshallah, tomorrow night, that is tomorrow, Laylatul Khamis, Wednesday night, at 7:30, inshallah, in the madrasa, we will be having a Mashwara regarding the intizam for the Islahi Jalsa. So we humbly request, inshallah, this week Wednesday and next week Wednesday also. So we humbly request the brothers from Azadwa, and just pass the message around also to the other brothers who are normally take part for the intizam. Inshallah, tomorrow night at 7:30, we'll be having a Mashwara. Abdul Rahman Sahib says that we should also try and avail ourselves for the Saturday night majlis, normally on Laylatul Ahad, on the Saturday night, the Ash'ar program, and that majlis, very few people come for that. So inshallah, we should all try to make an effort to come for that majlis especially.
Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab to hun bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو کون مکان میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. آئے نظر ذرے ذرے میں صاف تیری قدرت مجھ کو. عالم کثرت بھی ہو جائے آئینہ وحدت مجھ کو. باغ جہاں میں تو محسوس اب ہو مثل نگہت مجھ کو. مشک تصور اتنی بڑی جلوت میں بھی خلوت مجھ کو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. میری ناؤ کا کھیون ہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ. اللہ 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 اللہ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.